This is an IELTS Energy podcast, two phrases that boost IELTS pronunciation scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score. On the IELTS speaking exam, you have to use interesting pronunciation. Today, you'll learn phrases that will help you vary your intonation for higher pronunciation scores on test day.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello, everyone, and hello, Lindsay. Welcome. This is a rare treat.
Hello, Aubrey. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you for having me on IELTS Energy Podcast.
Yes, Jessica's in Taiwan, so we are lucky enough to have Lindsay. If you guys aren't familiar with her voice, she's the CEO here at All Ears English, the brain behind it all, and it's so fun. You used to be on IELTS Energy a little more, but we haven't been able to have you on lately, so welcome.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Yes, I miss being on IELTS Energy a little bit. Back in the day when we first started IELTS Energy, I was the co-host with Jessica. And yes, it is definitely an exciting place to be for sure. So Aubrey, I want to start off today's episode with a question for you. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. So what do you think that you are most likely to be asked about on the IELTS exam? What are the topics that everyone should prepare for? Because we know they're coming.
It's a great question. On the speaking exam, you're definitely going to have to share your opinion, right? Preferences, likes, dislikes, whatever it is that, you know, regardless of the topic, you're going to need vocabulary to share what you prefer.
Okay, got it. So opinions, preferences, likes, dislikes. The good news about this is that we all have these things. This does not require going out, finding information. We know what we like and what we don't like, but it means that we need to be ready for these questions with strategies that help us add interesting detail. And we also, of course, need to use varied intonation because no one's going to believe you if you don't use some enthusiasm and intonation in your voice when you talk about your likes and dislikes.
Exactly. That would be so unnatural to, you know, share something you prefer, something you like with a monotone without sharing some emotion, some passion. So it's important to have that vocabulary, to have some phrases which really push you to do that in a very easy, natural way.
Yeah. So what are we bringing to the show today? We have a very special episode from our All Ears English podcast that we are going to let our listeners listen to today on this show.
Yes. Lindsay and I recorded this. And as we did, I thought, oh, this would be so useful for IELTS students. So we are going to share it here with you guys in case you missed it with some really great phrases that will help boost your pronunciation score on IELTS speaking. So stick around after the episode. We'll share our favorite phrase, how you should use it on the IELTS exam. And also, if you missed this episode, you are missing so much great vocabulary, good tips on All Ears English. So take a second now, open your search bar and follow the All Ears English podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Exactly, guys. Just go ahead and hit that follow button. We publish 5 days a week on the All Ears English podcast. Aubrey, you're over there with me, and Michelle is over there sometimes. We have a lot of fun talking about broad general fluency, interesting guest episodes, and good stuff.
Exactly. So hit follow over there, and let's go ahead and listen to this very useful episode.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm feeling good. Anytime I get to record on the microphone, I am feeling good. Aubrey, I heard that you don't like mac and cheese. Could that possibly be true?
No, I do like mac and cheese, but I don't like like a Kraft out of the box mac and cheese. No hate, but it's got to be pretty gourmet, like a homemade mac and cheese with truffle oil or bacon or goodies in there.
Whoa, then I'm in. Fancy. Okay. Elevated diner food is what you require. I see.
Exactly.
I kind of like the old trashy Kraft. No hate to Kraft, right? But yeah, it is the standard American fare from the 80s. Kraft.
You know what
I think
ruined it for me? My mom would chop up hot dogs and put hot dogs in the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Which was fine as a kid. Now that's just the thought of it. Like, no, I can't do it.
Well, when I think about what I ate in the 80s in general, I almost feel nauseous. But true. That's another story for another day. So you do like mac and cheese. It's just that you need fancy mac and cheese.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm a little
good
particular.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is great. What are we getting into today, Aubrey?
We got this great question from a listener. Their name on Spotify is Milady, which I loved. That reminds me of like old fashioned movies where someone would say, yes, Milady.
Yeah.
So
cute. Love that. Yeah.
And she was asking, when can you use do with other verbs to emphasize in a sentence? And this is so native and natural. I love this question. I answered this way, right? I say, no, I do like mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And the intonation changes. We really hit it hard. We do this for two different contexts in English. So we're going to share both today.
Oh, this is fantastic today. Really important connection episode where pronunciation absolutely matters. So
yes.
Yeah. So guys, don't forget to hit follow on this show right here if you love our angle on English, which is you can still connect. We're going to show you how to say things correctly. Yes, but our philosophy is connection, not perfection. So even if everything else drops out, if you make a grammar mistake, you don't have the vocabulary, you can still connect and we show you how to do it on this show. All right.
Exactly. I love it. So hit follow if you love that, because we have 4 episodes every day, very soon to be 5. You don't want to miss any of them.
Yes. Good stuff. All right. So let's just get right into it. And what do we need to know when it comes to what we did at the top of the episode? You made it very clear what was true and what wasn't true, Aubrey.
Exactly. Right. So there are 2 ways we do this. The first is to emphasize a correction or to disagree and to do it in a fun way. It wouldn't have been that fun if I just said, no, I like mac and cheese, right? So instead do this way. If someone assumes you don't like lasagna, you say, no, I do like lasagna. We're being a little more emphatic about how much we like it. I wouldn't do this if I just kind of liked mac and cheese. I'd be like, that's all right.
Yeah. And I agree with you. That is much more interesting to say, no, I do like mac and cheese, I do like lasagna, versus, no, I like lasagna. It's just kind of boring to say it the second way.
It lends toward a monotone, right?
Yes.
And you're not adding any kind of emphasis. You're not really sharing how much you like it, if there's any kind of level, whether you really do or not. So if you really do, you vehemently disagree, this is a great way to do that.
And it's also fun because you had a chance there at the top of the show to really show your personality, show what kind of food you like, what your taste is. And then we could get into another conversation about elevated diner food. We could go anywhere from there.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
You're really opening this way to connect. Like, I want you to know about me. I want to share about myself. Let's get deeper. I love that.
Exactly. So what else do we need to know then, grammar-wise?
Well, keep in mind, it's not just do, right? Of course, does, depending on the subject. If someone says, your friend doesn't have a dog and they do, how might you respond?
No, she does have a dog. It's a labradoodle, right?
Exactly. So instead of just saying, oh yeah, no, she has a dog, this is just more fun, more emphasis, right? It's not
so
that you're
more
passionate about it. It just adds that interesting intonation and engagement to the conversation.
Yeah. I really hope our listeners can implement this immediately. If you implement anything from this week's episodes, this is the one to implement because it will up-level your English and connection quickly. What about past tense, Aubrey?
Yeah. So of course, in past tense as well. What if I think you didn't go to a party, Lindsay, and I say, you didn't go last night, did you?
Yes, I did go, right?
Yeah.
But I arrived late and other details, right? Yeah.
Right. And you could say, oh yeah, I went. But to add did, just like adding do and does in present tense, makes it more, there's more emphasis, there's more interest. Yeah, no, I did go.
I love that. I love it. And I have a feeling, I mean, you're the IELTS expert, Aubrey, but I have a feeling this would also increase your IELTS score if you could somehow work this in.
Right? Absolutely. Maybe. Yes, mm-hmm. because it's increasing your pronunciation score anytime you vary mm-hmm. your intonation like this.
Yes.
Now, this brings up an interesting point because you absolutely could say this and not change your intonation if you just mm-hmm. say, she does have a dog, or no, I do like lasagna. That's very yeah. strange. When we say this, we really hit that do, we hit the did, we change our intonation.
Yes. And I've heard students make that mistake before, not changing Absolutely. The intonation, or maybe adding the do when we're not serving this purpose of this episode, which is emphasizing and contradicting. I've heard it happen in other contexts, which maybe we'll talk about another day as yes. a more glaring mistake. But yeah, on IELTS, and by the way, you and Jessica are over there on our IELTS Energy podcast, getting our listeners ready for the IELTS exam twice a week. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. So if you're studying for IELTS, make sure you're following the IELTS Energy podcast. But even mm-hmm. if you're not, we teach amazing vocabulary, idioms, tips over there. So even if you're yeah. not going to take IELTS, you should follow that podcast. It's so
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, go check it out and hit follow. Just type in IELTS Energy. You will see the yellow, like all our shows, and hit follow. Okay. Number two, what is the second way that we use this do, this strong do?
Yeah, the second way is to emphasize a contrast. Hmm. So the way that works is if we share something we don't do, and then we're contrasting that with something we do do, right? Okay. So I might say, I don't watch a ton of TV, but I do love Happy Endings. This is this show yeah. that I watched 20 years ago, mm-hmm. and I just started watching it again with my daughter. It's so funny and clever and witty. I love it.
Oh, fun.
But yeah, you see how you're sharing this contrast. Like, I don't do this often, but I do. And you share what you do.
Yes. And also great for IELTS here. And also, there's a lot of ways you could fill in the sentence, right? I could say, I don't watch a ton of TV, but I do love cooking shows. Or I could yes. use another medium. I could say, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I do love podcasts, right?
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or what you else? Might say, like, you may be talking about your personality. You might say, I'm not a total slob, but I do tend to throw my clothes on a chair instead of putting them away sometimes, right? So there's so many ways to do this. It's just you're sort of following that formula of contrasting two things about someone or about yourself.
This is definitely a fluency marker. This brings you up a level for sure, Aubrey. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. What else? What else here?
Yeah. So again, just like with do, this works with any subject, right? With this same sort of pattern here, you might say, he's not easily upset, but he does lose his temper every now and then. So I'm mm-hmm. contrasting, saying like, this doesn't happen often, but it does happen sometimes. And we're still going to emphasize either do or does in the sentence.
And what about negatives? What do we need to know about negatives?
Yeah, so this only works with negatives. This is a chunk that you're learning. Sort of the structure is you're first sharing something that's not accurate. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily first, it could come after, but you have to share something that's not accurate and then okay. contrast it with something that is. So you couldn't say like, he's often upset, but he does hold his temper, right? It doesn't work.
Yeah.
We have to contrast it by having something in the negative.
Interesting. Good to know. So there's a real formula that we need to pay attention here, right? Mm-hmm. And what about the order? Another example of flipping the order.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. we can flip that order. Of course, we can share the mm-hmm. negative at the end, right? You could say, I do like cats, but my daughter's allergic, so we don't have one. So that okay. negative is at the end.
Okay. So you can decide where to put that in that case. Very right. interesting. And we're going to go into do we have time for a quick grammar note, an additional grammar note for our listeners right now?
Yeah, I think so. So this is brief, but the grammar is a little tricky here. This only works with verbs that take do or does. So if you're mm-hmm. going to ask a question, if you would use do or does, then this works, right? Do you like lasagna? Do you want to have a cat? All of these, it would work. It, you know, for make, stop, have. Do you want to stop eating after midnight? Yes, I do. Yes. But for be verbs, it wouldn't work, right? If someone says, you're not upset, are you? You cannot use do or does. You
right.
could instead say, no, I am upset. And there we would just emphasize the be verb.
And that, like we said, that could be the follow-up to this episode, right? It's essentially
We could probably do a whole extra episode about how we use this with be verbs.
Yeah. I mean, it's essentially the exact same thing. It's just, it's asserting something, contradicting, contrasting, exactly. Disagreeing with pronunciation. So we'll come back to that, guys, another day. Hit follow right here. Do we have a role play that should we go into it now, Aubrey?
Let's do it. Okay. You and I are discussing our hobbies. I'll start us out.
All right, here we go.
Lindsay, you don't go to the movies often, do you?
Oh, I do go to the movies, just not very often. What about you? Would you rather watch a movie at the theater or at home?
I don't go to the theater often and usually just watch movies at home, but I do love going to the movies every now and then.
Nice. Yeah.
So we had movies, right? That first one we learned at the top where you're sort of assuming, or I'm assuming you don't go to the movies and you're correcting me, right? You're disagreeing, mm-hmm. but in a very playful, fun way to say, no, I do go to the movies, and you have to emphasize do.
Yeah. And this is very high level because we're talking about degrees. I do sometimes go to the movies, just not very often. It's just very high level I don't know. We're kind of coming between the details here, which is great. We're getting more specific about ourselves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is so native and natural. I honestly don't hear IELTS students do that very often. So I really feel like this is going to up-level your language to master this. And it's pretty simple once you sort of have the structure here.
Yes, I love it. Where else did we use this? Let's see.
Said I used this second one where I'm sharing a negative and contrasting it, right? I don't go to the theater often, but I do love going every now and then. So we're saying the same thing here in those two different ways.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. So you've seen a lot of different ways, guys, that we can do this. But the important thing is make it clear, because if you just say, if you don't use this do structure that we're teaching you, it can, people might misunderstand you or they might not hear you well because you have no chance for exciting pronunciation, don't you think?
Yes. And it also really builds the connection, because think about the other ways to answer this. If I say, Lindsay, you don't go to the movies, do you? And if you say, yeah, I do. Or like, yeah, I go to the movies. I don't know. There are ways to create awkwardness here accidentally, because you are disagreeing and you are contrasting. But this way to do that, be like, no, I do go to the movies. You have this friendly intonation that really works.
Kind of reminds me of the episode we did on business English about why you shouldn't say what for, or just kind of teenagery speak. Yeah, I do. Yeah, what I do, for? Aubrey. I do go to the movies a lot. Okay. No.
Can you do that for me? What for?
These are all under the same theme of sounding a little younger than we want to seem. And we are professionals, guys. We want to up-level our game and be seen as mature adults in the same way, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So you don't want to accidentally show that immaturity just by using the wrong intonation, the wrong vocabulary. So I'm so excited you guys have this episode now, these tips to help you do this to create stronger connections.
Yeah, it's all about connection here. This is fantastic. Aubrey, thanks for being on the show. And guys, hit follow right here on All Ears English. All right.
Awesome. Talk to you soon. Thanks, Lindsay.
Bye.
Bye. All right, Lindsay, that was an amazing episode and especially useful on IELTS. What you guys were hearing this chunk to say, I don't like this, but I do like that. That emphasis on the do, that varying your intonation, is such a useful chunk for IELTS.
Oh my gosh. Again, I feel like this is so empowering because we all have opinions about food, restaurants, parties, nightlife, what we like to do on the weekend. And this is accessible for anyone on this show to immediately increase their score with this simple tip.
Exactly. You're going to get all of those questions on part one. You might be asked about food, restaurant, party. This will be perfect for any of those. Share what you know you don't like as much. You might say, I don't love going out late, but I do go to happy hour whenever I get a chance. And you hear how my pronunciation is changing. That is boosting your IELTS score.
Yeah, maybe there's a misconception out there that we should be overly formal in all aspects of the speaking exam, but it's not true, right? This is an opportunity to show our pronunciation and intonation. What about part two questions, Aubrey? For example, describing a trip, a book we read, a doctor's appointment. How could you see this being useful?
Yeah, a great way to share like what you did like about something and what you didn't with varied intonation. Like if you're talking about a doctor appointment or being sick, you could say, being sick is the worst, but I do love being able to stay home and catch up on Netflix.
Oh, I agree. So good. So good. All right. This is gold for our IELTS score here. So guys, we want to remind you again, All Ears English Podcast, 5 days a week. Do not miss it. Open up your search bar right now, type in All Ears English, and then go into the show and hit that follow button wherever you're listening, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or even if you're on YouTube, you could also go ahead and hit subscribe on YouTube. Good stuff.
Yes, what you are hearing over there is definitely useful for IELTS, but also for your life after IELTS, right? We talk about that a lot here. Life is not over when you get your scores. You're going to use English in your life, and you want to make sure that you're following the All Ears English podcast.
Yeah, I think life is just beginning, right? When we get our scores, and we're just beginning a brand new adventure in a new country. So we have everything you need over there to carry you into that adventure and help to make sure you have connections and that you're fulfilled in your new life abroad, Aubrey.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So we will both see you over on the All Ears English podcast. Thanks for joining us today, Lindsay. So fun to have you here.
Yeah, good stuff today, Aubrey. I'll talk to you very soon. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.